Welcome to the Balanced Working Moms podcast. I'm Rena Musha, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're a busy mom like me who's juggling all the things, you're absolutely in the right place. Because in this podcast, you're going to learn secrets on how to live your life so you feel so much more balanced. Welcome on into our podcast today, and happy spring, happy spring. Our podcast today is all about spring cleaning. I love spring. It just feels so fresh. The flowers are going to come up. It feels so invigorating. And I've noticed something in my life. I've noticed this trend. Because when you're in the mood to do something, it is 1,000 times easier to do the thing. Whatever the thing is, when you're in the mood, it just flows. It's good. It's so funny because just yesterday, for some strange reason, I was actually in the mood to do the dishes. And this never happens. When do I feel like doing the dishes? I don't know. The dishes are not on my list of fun things to do, but I was weirdly in the mood to do them, and it just felt like so much more fun. Like, I wanted to do them. It flowed. It was great. And for once, it wasn't a struggle. And I wanted to do this podcast because something weird comes over many of us in April. As the weather starts changing and it gets nicer out and the flowers come up, and it may only happen just this once all year long, just this one time. But for many of us, here's a shocker. We actually want to clean. I know, right? This never happens. For me, I just want to open. I have a sliding glass door in my kitchen, and I just want to open this door. I want to open all my windows in the house, and I just want to clean. And it's a weird feeling. It's not a feeling that I'm used to. It doesn't happen often. And I know that during this time of year, this is a common feeling for a lot of people. And I suspect that this is one of the reasons why spring cleaning is a thing. It's a thing because you want to freshen up. You want your house to feel clean and good, and you're just in the mood to clean. Because I think it's very hard for traditions to continue if you're not getting something out of it. And it just feels great, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel great to have that clean, fresh house? But here, I want to go further. And I want to tell you that when you have this feeling, it's actually a gift. See it as a gift, because if you think of energy as money, you've just gotten a lot of money for free. It's like you've won the energy lottery. What a gift. The energy to clean, plus wanting to clean, being in the mood to clean, you put those two together, and let me tell you, it is a gift. And I don't know your life, so maybe you won't get the gift this year. Some years, it's very rare, but some years I don't get it. Maybe if something else is going on in your life, or if unfortunately you're sick, you don't have the energy. Like I said, it's two pieces. It's this energy plus it's wanting to clean. So energy plus the actual desire to clean. So you really need both of those. But if you do get it, do you see now what a gift that is? I don't know if you ever thought about it in that way. Having energy and a desire to clean is a gift, but it really, really is. And the purpose of this podcast today is to talk about how to leverage this gift, how to use it the best way possible. Because let me tell you, this gift may only hit you once a year, if that, like we said. It doesn't even hit every year. So if you get this gift, this once a year gift, I want you to use it. Use it and use it well. Because unfortunately, here's the thing, and it's very sad, but it's true. And this gift has a shelf life. It has a shelf life. It's not going to last forever. It's only here for such a small amount of time. And today I'm going to talk about positive things you can do, how to clean so you don't get overwhelmed by spring cleaning and it doesn't feel like a burden. And the reason why we're doing that is for two reasons. Because I really want you to enjoy the blessing of this gift. So reason number one is I want you to take advantage of it as much as you possibly can, okay? If you have the energy and you want to clean, I want you to take advantage of it. But reason number two is, this is sneaky, but I want you to keep this gift for as long as possible. We already said it's not going to stay forever. It has a shelf life. So if we can keep it with you for days or weeks even, what if even a whole month, you know? Normally, it may last a few hours or a day or whatever it lasts. We want to keep it going. We want to keep it fresh, keep it good, keep this positive energy moving through so you can have as clean a house as possible. Set yourself up for success. I love it. I just love it. So you're going to say to me, Rena, how do you keep this positive energy going? How do you keep it up? And the secret, my friend, just like with everything in life, is to not be so hard on yourself. So often, we're so tough on ourselves. We make lists and we force ourselves. We got to do the thing, even if we don't want to. And the truth is in life, that's just life. Sometimes we do have to do the thing if we don't want to. You know, it's dinner time. We have to feed our kids, whether we feel like it or not. So that is part of life, but not all the time. Because in this episode, we're going to talk about enjoying that energy that comes with spring. And we're going to follow this energy. We're going to follow it. It's about leveraging this natural enthusiasm that you already have, this natural enthusiasm, this energy that comes with the season. It's not about forcing yourself to do this huge task that you don't want to do. Not today. Save that for another time when you really do have to force yourself, but not today. Not today. Do you love this positive spin on spring cleaning? Do you love it? I was so excited when I thought of it as a gift. Because the way I do these podcasts is I start outlining it and I start thinking about it. It's not like I've had this thought in advance and I'm bringing it to you. As I develop the podcast, it comes to me and I think things differently. And then I bring that thinking to you. And it's just so fun. It's just so fun because this happens to all of us. When we think about a topic and we journal about it, and we just ponder it, we think about it in a new way. And I just love bringing that new way to you. Such a joy. So let me tell you my tips. Let's dive in, okay? Tip number one is to make a menu. A menu? You're saying to yourself right now, what? A menu? Yes, okay? A menu. What I suggest that you do is make a list of everything you'd like to spring clean, but see it as a menu more than as a to-do list, right? We already talked about this mandatory to-do list you already have, and that is no fun. That is no fun. That is not a happy energy. That is not a spring energy that we're talking about. Because if you make a list of things that you, quote, must do for spring cleaning, you're going to run away screaming. You're not going to want to do it. And worse, your energy and your enthusiasm and your desire to clean are going to go down the toilet. Those will be gone. So I'd love for you to make a list, but see it as a menu option. Just like if you were going to go out and eat at a restaurant. Because this is a list of things you're going to enjoy getting to if you have the time. Do you see how that's different? Do you love how I phrased that? Enjoy getting to. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You want to enjoy this list. Enjoy the things that you're going to be cleaning. Not something you have to do. It's just a menu of things. A menu of things you could eat. A menu of things you could clean. If you don't get to everything on this list, so what? We had an episode a little while back. So what, right? Most years, I don't know about you, most years, I don't get to everything on my spring cleaning list. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What we want to do is we want to make a list so that at least you're organized, you know what you want to clean, and we already know you probably won't get to everything on it, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. We're just leveraging your energy and we're starting with some menu options. And that's it. That's it. Does that sound good so far? Okay, so for tip number one, you are going to make this menu of a bunch of things that you could clean if you want to. Okay? The menu option. Tip number two goes along with tip number one. And tip number two is to clean only what you're in the mood to clean. Only what you're in the mood to clean, because here's what I want you to do. When you have the time, when you have the chance to clean, look at your menu and only work on what you're in the mood to do and also what makes sense to do that day. We were saying earlier that so often we're very strict on ourselves. We think there's something we, quote, should be cleaning. And that thing that we usually should be cleaning is usually the thing that you least want to clean. Least want to clean. For me, that's anywhere in the basement. I don't know what that is. I have a split level house and almost everything I need is on the top floor. And there's just something about going downstairs I don't like to do. I don't know if it's messier down there because we see the downstairs as mostly storage. But probably if I tell myself I need to spring clean downstairs, which is probably what I really, quote, need to do, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm going to dread it so much that I'm not going to spring clean anything. I'm not going to spring clean in my kitchen. I'm not going to spring clean in the kids' rooms. I'm not going to spring clean anything. So just be careful. Be careful of this. And I know for most people, this may be their garage. I don't have a garage, but I've heard people tell me. Many people have very, very messy garages, and they would literally do anything to avoid cleaning it. They will procrastinate and find anything else they could do to avoid it. So if you're not in the mood to clean what most needs to be clean, forget it. Forget it. Do it another time. If you're in the mood to clean your car, clean your car. If you're in the mood to clean your fridge, clean your fridge. Just go with your mood and do something. Do something, because we already set our intention earlier in this episode. And our intention is to keep our enthusiasm, keep our energy. We want to clean. So if you start forcing yourself to clean something, you're going to lose that energy very, very quickly. So my tip is look at that menu list and just choose whatever it is you're in the mood to do that day. And tip number three is very similar, but it's a little different. Tip number three is to clean what makes sense to clean. So we already decided you're going to make a menu. You're going to do what you're in the mood to clean. But because you're a working mom, I know that you have kids. So you also have to clean what actually makes sense to clean, whether your kids are home or they're not home, or depending on the kids' ages. So here's an example. So if your kids are home, you may want to do something that they can help with. You know, depending on the age of your kids, I'm going to say help in quotes. Because let's say you have a toddler and you're in the mood to clean and it's a Sunday and your toddler is with you. What may make sense to do is if everybody's home, maybe you want to wash the windows, because that's something your toddler can help with. Maybe not actually clean, but at least, you know, be in that energy. So you give your toddler a spray bottle, maybe with water and vinegar, and, you know, you have your kid, quote, do some work, you know, whatever it is. But I'm just saying that as a mom, we have to think about our environment. Unfortunately, it's not just what you're in the mood for or what you have energy for. It's also who's around you. So maybe the kids can help declutter the toys, whatever it is. You're just going to want to account for them in your plan. Otherwise, your plan is not going to work. You know this, right? As a mom, we can't pretend we don't have kids. So the best plans account for our kids, we give them a job, or if they're not home, that may be a better time to do something more involved, more intense, maybe like cleaning out the fridge, or you have to take everything out and clean the shelves, whatever. You know, some jobs are best done when the kids are not home, okay? But this tip comes after tip number two, because you should still clean what you're in the mood to clean. So even if you're home alone and you're not in the mood to clean out the fridge, don't do it. But if you're in the mood to clean the windows and you have a toddler, go ahead and do that. Go do that. Or if it's a beautiful day and you want to vacuum out the car, please go vacuum your car. Because remember, when you do what you're in the mood to do, it's easier, you're going to keep your cleaning energy for longer, and that is what we want. We want to leverage that energy. But also, when you have kids and you incorporate them into your cleaning, then things also go so much smoother. You see, we're going downhill. We're not trying to push something heavy uphill. We're working downhill. We're working with your energy, with what's going on in your life, with your kids. We're not working against anything. And that is why you're going to be so successful. So successful. Okay, tip number four. Are you ready for tip number four? Tip number four is to never clean past the point where you're exhausted. Don't ever do that. Because do you remember the episode where we talked about upper limits? You never want to do more in one day or more session or whatever it is than you can handle. And like we talked about in the previous tip, if your kids are, quote, helping you, you're probably going to be able to do less because having them help is exhausting. Even if they're teens and they're just resistant to helping and you're trying to push them along, that could be exhausting. So I actually recommend that you stop cleaning before you get tired. So if you think you can handle an hour of cleaning, stop after maybe 45 minutes. Keep it fresh. Keep it so you're invigorated and it's almost like you want to clean more. Because we're looking at the long-term goal and our intention is to keep this energy going for as long as we can. For weeks, maybe we can keep it a whole month. I don't know, but I do know that if you do too much in one day, you are going to burn out. You're going to burn out. And let me share a fun story about this, because I usually work on this podcast a little bit of time, like a day here, a day there throughout the month. And my husband had a fantastic idea. He was so supportive, so sweet. And he suggested to me, I'm telling you, he's incredible. He suggested that I go on a retreat and I spend a whole week, you know, Sunday through Friday or Sunday through Thursday, just working on the podcast. He thought it could be really cool if I do, you know, a few months of episodes in just one week, so that throughout the week, every day, I'm not doing a little bit. I just get it done all at once. And I thought this was such an incredible idea. Such an incredible idea. And my husband is so beautiful. And he took care of the household and the kids and everything so I can do my week of just working on the podcast. And I went in seeing it as an experiment. And let me tell you, it is a miracle that after that week that I still do this podcast, because it was such a great idea and so sweet of my husband. And it sounded so great to me. But I have to tell you that it was not as fun as it sounds. It sounds so fun, right? Spend a week alone at a retreat center and just sit and work and enjoy. But it didn't happen like that. It didn't happen like that because it actually took all the joy out of podcasting, because I had this energy of forcing myself. I was forcing myself to come up with podcast ideas. I was outlining. I was recording. It felt like a lot of work. Right now, it just feels like a joy. Like I told you how I did this episode. I come up with an idea. I journal about it until I feel like, okay, that all resonates. This is an episode. It clicks. But when you're forced to do something and that's all you're doing, let me tell you, I did not enjoy it. And I also got so much less done than I thought I'd get done. Because it turns out, for me at least, it's much more fun to be inspired throughout the month, to sit on an episode and just think about it, not to force these ideas. So it's the same thing with you in cleaning. If you try and force it and do too much, even if it feels great at the time, chances are you're probably going to burn out. So if you leave the cleaning, even when you're still in the mood and you still have some energy, you're going to want to come back. You're going to want to do more. You're not going to burn out. And I learned this tip from the book Effortless, and the book is called Effortless, and it was one of the best things that I learned from that book. I think of everything I learned from that book, it was so important to learn to have these upper limits and not do too much, not go beyond what you're comfortable with, not deplete your energy, because most of us, that's what we do. That's just what we do. Now let's dive into tip number five. Tip number five is, you're not going to be surprised by this, but tip number five is to have fun while you're cleaning. This is so incredibly important, right? You're not going to keep up your positive energy if it doesn't feel fun. I love to listen to books, listen to podcasts, music, anything that keeps me wanting to keep cleaning. It's like I don't want to stop cleaning because I don't want to turn off my book. So do whatever is fun for you. Open the windows, blast your music, involve your family, maybe clean while you're talking on the phone. Whatever you want to do, whatever makes it as fun as possible. And that is going to keep your energy high as possible. And all of these five tips together, they are going to keep your energy high for as long as you can. How does this all sound to you? Does this sound good? I hope so. So exciting to leverage this spring cleaning energy. I love it. Okay, so now your energy is as high as possible. You're maintaining it. You're not overdoing it. But you may be wondering, what should I actually clean? Some of us have never done any spring cleaning before. You may never have done that, and that is fine. That is great. You know, we all start where we're at. So I wanted to give you some ideas on what to actually clean, because like I said, you may never have done this before. So you may need some fresh ideas. So I'll just share with you what I do. Maybe you'll be inspired. And I have to tell you that every year, I always clean out the fridge. This is something I do every year, every April, and I take everything out. Everything goes on the counter. I take out the shelves. I clean them in the sink. Like I clean them really, really well. I usually use baking soda, by the way, if you're wondering what I use to clean. Baking soda is a great cleaner. Makes your fridge smell nice and fresh. You don't need to use anything toxic. So I use my baking soda, a little water, scrub everything out. And if you have a freezer, I also go through that. I don't usually do that in the same day. This is probably the hardest thing that I do. It does take a lot of energy, but it's really, really good to do. So I do my fridge. I do my freezer on a different day, and unfortunately, I have a freezer downstairs, an extra one, that's not frost-free, so I try to also defrost it. I hate doing this. It's really bad if I don't get to it, because that frost is really getting bad, so that's a suggestion to do your fridge, your freezer. If your oven has a self-clean, this is a great time to clean it. I usually do a self-clean on my oven also. And I usually like to have the windows and doors open. And actually, I don't do this when other people are home because the self-clean really smells bad. And I did get a new oven, but most ovens, you cannot self-clean the racks. So just be aware. I also usually go through a few kitchen cabinets, not every single one, but a few of them. I take everything out and I clean the actual cabinet, so or drawer, whatever it is. Like I said, not the whole kitchen, just a few. Feels great. That's usually it for the kitchen. Everything else I usually clean, you know, throughout the year. Another thing, and we talked about this, is vacuuming and cleaning the car. That is a great spring cleaning chore to do in the spring. Another great thing to clean could be all the windows in your house, or at least any windows that you can reach. One year we did buy a spray that we attached to our hose so we could clean the windows from outside. Didn't work the best. I don't know. We only did it one year. Maybe this year we'll try again. Another thing you can clean are the walls. You know, the walls, especially if you have kids. It doesn't matter how old your kids are. The walls get funky. So you can, you know, take some vinegar water, clean those. The baseboards, that's a great thing to, you know, at least spot clean so the worst ones can get clean. Maybe by the light switches, especially, you know, where it gets funky, okay? But here's probably the most impactful thing that you can clean, and that is to go through the kids' stuff. Go through their stuff, their clothes, their toys. Get rid of as much as you possibly can and just donate it. Just donate it. Get it out of the house. If you do that one thing, oh my gosh, this whole spring cleaning is going to be worth it. It's going to be so great. So I hope those ideas help you figure out what you want to put on your menu, what you want to clean this year. And I hope this episode really inspired you. I hope it inspired you to do some spring cleaning and, most importantly, to have fun with it. Have fun. Enjoy that lottery win every spring. If you get that energy and that desire to clean, enjoy that win and leverage it for as long as you possibly can. Just enjoy it and use it. Use it well. And my friend, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Send a screenshot, tell your friend how to access it, and have them listen. Because I love growing this community by sharing things with friends. Because to me, our community already feels like a bunch of friends that are hanging out. So sharing this episode with a friend is just going to help us grow our warm community, our circle of friends, and it's going to help women who would love to take advantage and leverage their spring cleaning energy. So great. Thank you for listening, and until next time, I wish you so much joy and calm as you work on balancing it all. You got this. You got this, my friend. I'll talk to you next time.